G'day, it's Gary Lyon.
And Tim Watson.
Now, you may not be hearing us from 6 to 9 each morning, and that may be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
Yes, but here's the good news. We're going to be here on podcast to keep you company.
Until we're back Tuesday, January 28. Whisper, our under 18 competition is an elite competition, and the draft is always an exciting time. We haven't got to the point where in the United States, we know all of those players are about to be drafted, or pretty much the first three or four rounds anyway. But we do know the first, half a dozen or 10?
Yeah, maybe.
If you're not immersed
maybe the first half dozen, yeah.
But you know the first two. And these two names have become part of just football language now.
It's one name, isn't it?
Rowell and Anderson.
Yeah, just one name. Yeah.
Matt Rowell we're talking about and Noah Anderson. And they join us in the studio. Go, boys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
You've got the Carey Year 12 gear on, so you still got to get to school?
Yeah, that's right. Just still fighting through.
In the final months or
yeah,
month?
Yeah, final few weeks. And then exams later in the month.
That's the voice of Noah. We've got to try and...
That's Noah, and this is Matt.
Yep.
What subjects are you doing, Matty?
I'm doing English, PE, Geography, and Australian History.
Nice. Yeah. And Noah?
Further English.
Further what? Maths?
Further maths.
Yep.
Psychology, PE, and Legal Studies.
And I reckon you could tell us what your average possessions are. What would your score be? What score would you be hoping for once you're all done?
Oh jeez.
I'd say anything in the 70s, maybe.
Yep,
yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I reckon maybe 60s or something.
How hard is it? Seriously, I mean, we talk about the fact, and Paul Roos would argue that 18's the wrong age for draft board because you've got such a big year, you've got your exams and all that stuff, and then you've got to get drafted and go straight into an AFL environment. How difficult is it and challenging has it been for you?
Yeah, it's pretty challenging, like especially with school, like year 12 in the same year. So you've got to juggle that.
Under 18 champs in the middle of it?
Yeah, under 18 champs. And you've got, like, we've been involved in like three teams this year because we've got school footy, NAB League, Oakley, and then Vic Metro and things like that. So there's a bit you've got to juggle. So it is hard, but.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty lucky. We've got so many like really good resources around us at all three and family and friends. So they definitely help. During the year a lot, yeah.
What advice have your parents been giving you through this whole process in terms of concentrate on your schoolwork over here or concentrate on your footy over here?
My parents have just been like, if whatever you're doing, just like give 100% for everything. So if it's your schoolwork at that time, then just give 100% to that and focus on that. And then when I'm playing footy, give 100% for that and really focus on that. So that's been the main thing, and just keep enjoying, loving playing footy.
I've loved reading about you too because you've been associated and connected since under 10s. Mm. Can you take us right back to your under 10 footy and the day that I think you, Noel, were told to go out after half time and play on Matt? Is that right?
Yeah. So it was an under 10s final. The first final. And Rowley was tailing us up a bit. So,
how many did you had by half time, Matt?
Was a powerful 9-year-old.
It was very quick. And then my old man was the coach.
Yes, Anderson, a former Hawthorn Premiership star.
Yeah, so he told me go run with that, redheaded kid. So, I thought I did all right.
Actually. Yeah, we had a good battle. I think in the third quarter, I remember taking a specky on you.
So you were with Canterbury.
Yeah.
And you were with Hawthorn.
Yep.
And then what stage then when did you first play together?
We played
year 6 state team.
We played in the under 12 Vic schoolboy side when we were in year 6. So that would have been like 2013 or something.
And then you would have played 16s and 18s and then at Oakley.
Yeah, that's right. And
Carey.
We played all our school footy together since year 7 at Carey, so
yeah.
And you're also, but not only that, you're great mates, aren't you? Like you spend a lot of time together. I think you've been described as brothers almost. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we've almost been forced into spending so much time together.
Oh, so you don't want to spend time.
We've become such good friends, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, no, we do spend a lot of time.
And together. You go to school together, obviously, as well. You play footy together, obviously, as well. And then now you look like both heading up to the Gold Coast Suns as well. And I know, having spoken to you before we came on air, you're both really excited about that prospect.
Yeah, if it was to happen, we'll both go up to the Gold Coast, we'd be very excited about it, just... like it's been our dream to get drafted since we're little kids. So, if we were to go and get drafted anywhere, we'd be very excited. But yeah,
it's only in the past 3 weeks where it was confirmed that the Gold Coast were going to get the priority pick. So for much of this year, you know, 1 and 2 to all intents and purposes, if in fact you were 1 and 2, and most good judges say you will be, you're going to be separated. So were you sweating on that decision, or did it not flush?
Well, I don't even think the thought ever came to my head that we could actually be playing together until the news about the Gold Coast priority pick kind of came to air. So it was something that we never really thought of.
Yeah, we kind of just thought, we'd probably never play again with each other. Yeah. So,
yeah. Right. So when did you first hear about that? Had you heard something along those lines before it was announced, or was the announcement the first time you actually heard that that was going to happen?
Well, I remember Rowley sent me a screenshot of an article of AFL.com when I got off a plane that said Gold Coast will ask for priority pick.
Right.
Yeah, so the news was kind of there. Well, but we didn't have any more information than the general public would have, so yeah.
How competitive are you? Because one of you will have to be taken 1, possibly. One will be taken 2. Have you discussed this as well?
Only in a jokingly way.
Yeah. We have a bit of laugh about
it. We're pretty competitive, but not in that sense. That's just, it is what it is, yeah.
I love reading that part about the fact that you really enjoy the successes of each other. As competitive as you are, there's no jealousy here between the two of you, and you love playing with Noah, and Noah loves playing with you, Matt, as well. I mean, is that how it actually plays out between the two of you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, I love playing with Noah. Yeah, there's no jealousy or anything, so I love seeing him, you know, play really well and have good games, and I think he is the same for me. So we just like making each other better as well at training and pushing each other, and yeah, we enjoy playing with each other.
So we're talking about professionalism. You boys have had so much on your plates, but you know, in reading some of your stuff, Matt, what lengths do you go to get yourself ready for a game of footy? Most people would think, oh, well, underage footy, you just roll out there, put your boots on and play. What sort of things have you done in the lead up to, you know, this stage of your footy career, young footy career?
Yeah, well, obviously there's the training that goes into all the weeks in the season. But, you know, you do extras outside as well and do work on, you know, your skills and stuff like that and ball work and things like that. And, yeah, I've been big on doing some extras outside and just always, you know, keeping my body right, doing all the stretching and those right things. And I think that puts you in good stead for the season.
Gary, what did he bring with him this morning when he came in, Matt?
Yeah, you're famous for having a footy in your hand always, and you've walked in with a footy. Are you allowed to take it into class with you? Or?
Yeah, I take it into class sometimes. Yep. Depends on the teachers whether they let me bring it in. But, yeah, I like having a footy in the hand and kicking around with the mates.
Right, this is a test, right? You got to just, there'll be a lot of AFL people who are looking for, and your names have become, as we said, synonymous with each other and the 1 and 2 pick. And I know you've got to be a bit careful about that, but we think that's what's going to happen. So, Noah, I want you to tell our audience and listeners what sort of player Matty is and what sort of player, if it's the guy, or whichever club is fortunate enough to get Matty around, what sort of player are they getting?
I'd probably just describe him as a really hard-working, competitive, I'd say inside mid, but can play on the outside, played a lot of footy on the wing last year, so knows he gets his balance right, but guarantee that you'll get 100% effort, always tries to outwork his opponents and usually is pretty successful at
skills,
that.
Skills, level?
Very good skills, hold up under pressure.
Elite ball user by foot or hand?
Yes, very good skills, very efficient, usually doesn't waste a disposal. And big time game player.
That's a nice
big time game player. That's
this
a bit
is the
we
follow
like.
Up question. And get ready, Matty, because we're coming at you for an hour. What areas does he need to improve on?
Oh, good question.
Thank you, Wisp.
Go on, Noah.
Oh, I'm answering this for you. Tough question. obviously, everything can be improved.
Yeah. What you ever think Nothing's about it? Perfect. While Matty tells us what sort of player Noah Anderson will be.
Yeah, well, obviously Noah works really hard too, and he's also got a really good balance of inside and outside. He can win contested ball, but then he's got really, really good skills, and he's really creative with the ball and got really creative with his ball use, and can go forward and really hit the scoreboard and be really damaging. He's really damaging with the ball in his hand, brings teammates into the game with the way he uses the ball, and yeah, just works really hard as well.
Is he quick?
Yeah, he's quick out of stoppage, and has that has the power to burst away, break tackles.
How will he go in the midfield against? You could be lining up next year against Bontempelli, Fife. How do you think he'll go against those blokes with their big bodies?
Put some size on first.
Yeah, might have to get in the gym. Put some size on first. Oh, but it'd be a massive challenge. I mean, they're the players we kind of looked up to growing up. So
these guys are huge. Have you ever stood alongside any of these guys that are currently playing midfield in the AFL?
Yeah. Well, I walked past Paddy Dangerfield. Was at the combine, and I walked past him and just thought, like, oh god,
I'm going to be playing on you potentially next season.
Yeah, he's very big,
and he's one of the small midfielders.
Don't walk past Paddy Cripps. You might want
to. I think we both need to get in the gym before we take on that challenge.
Yeah. Is there a player in the competition that you can liken each other to? Is there someone? This is how we do these things in the media. We go, he plays like this player.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I think we've gone on. We said this on 360.
Right, and you don't repackage your best stuff.
No, I'd say similarities to Joel Selwood.
Right.
Inside, really tough, just fights for every ball. Good leader, leads by example. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I've said Noel's a bit like, we were talking about Fife before, and Noel's a bit like Fife, the big midfielder who's very powerful, can go and kick goals, and really, really tough on the inside.
All right, we're getting lots of messages. We get messages as this program goes in real time. Mm. Lots of questions coming through for you as well. Mm. Who do you think is going to, given that everyone in the footy world says that you guys are number one and two, who do you think is number three?
Oh, there's so many good players in the pool.
Well, this is the point. We're going to have to narrow one down.
If we were to be one and two, can I say a few?
Give us a handful.
Hayden Young's one that stands out.
Yeah.
We've played a fair bit of footy with him at, lucky enough to have been playing in Australian teams and stuff like that, and he's such a good person, good leader, great football player.
This is Melbourne's pick, you know, so I'm very interested.
Yeah, Hayden Young.
Maybe
Caleb Sarong,
who's another strong midfielder.
Yes, I've heard his name. Very good raps on Caleb Sarong.
Yeah. Good, wins a lot of contested ball.
Creative as well.
Yeah, another good midfielder.
Say Tom Green as well.
Yeah, Tom Green, who...
Yep.
Big inside mid.
Yep. GWS really, said to be very interested in him.
Yeah, as you'd assume. Yeah, he's very good. Yeah.
All right, and we'll take a break and we'll keep you here until 8 if that's okay. And
no,
Tim will write you a note for school if you like. Scotty McGuinness's son is said also to be maybe a top 20 pick. What can you tell us about him?
Oh, Finn's an awesome player.
We're really good mates with Finn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is he at your school too?
He's at Scotch College.
Okay.
He's had a really good year. Like, he's been around, we played schoolboys with him in year six, so we've known him for ages, but he's had a really good year. His running capacity is just ridiculous. He ran a 5:51 2K the other day.
Yeah. And didn't win.
Mm. I've matched up on him a few times throughout the year, and he's probably the hardest player I've had to play on, yeah.
Great.
When we come back, Gary, we want to talk about homesickness. Both you and I had to leave home at a very young age and go to Melbourne and play our football. And I know you really struggled, but I didn't, so maybe I can give the boys some advice when we come back.
Noah Anderson and Matty Rowell are with us through until 8. I didn't hear what you said there, but we've got Matty Rowell.
Think about what's really happening when you hesitate. Because it's you thinking, maybe picking up that phone while you're driving is a bad idea. Maybe something could happen if you take your eyes off the road. It's you thinking maybe someone might see you do it.
Someone like me, a police officer. Think about what's really happening when you hesitate and think of us before you text.
Towards Zero, TAC.
Well, Noah Anderson in here. We normally wouldn't show our guests the text machine, Tim, but gee, there's some positivity coming through. And also, head of house has sent through a message. He says you're both late for school. Get your ass out of here and get back to school. A lot of messages come through, boys, and the excitement in your voice is what a lot of people love to hear. And we sometimes get bogged down in talking about Gold Coast particularly and how much of an issue it is for the competition. But to hear you guys talk about it energises me. It gets us excited about the fact that it can work. So is that your attitude?
Yeah, for sure. Like if we were to go there, we'd be really excited about it. And we've got this question a bit, like, how would you feel, going to the Gold Coast, haven't had much success, but I'll kind of look at it as in, I reckon it'd be pretty cool if we were to go up there and we'd be able to make a difference and kind of, try and lead them to success. So, I reckon it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we have heard stories about the possibility of the Gold Coast Suns already wanting to talk to you guys, being the one and two pick, about extending contracts and having long-term contracts. Would you entertain that idea, do you think, or is it just too early to say?
I'm sure I'd be open to any discussion about that, obviously, but I think it'd be too early to say that I would or wouldn't, but obviously you have to show a little bit of like respect to the club that had drafted you, and obviously you take that into consideration.
Yeah, I think you've got to experience the environment first before you make that decision. Like, yeah.
Great answer. Yeah, that is a great answer.
Excellent answers.
Your father, were you just saying Dean Anderson, who played how many three premierships?
Two premierships.
Played his first game on Tim Watson.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, yeah, just telling you the story last night.
Yeah, Dad said that he went out and played on Tim Watson and was a bit nervous, and then you took him to full forward. So
took him to full
that
forward.
That wouldn't have made it any better.
I kicked five.
What happens? It's another Met question. What happens with schoolies? Tim, let me ask the question. Stop laughing. These guys are going to have a life.
They're both laughing.
Yeah.
What happens?
No, it just doesn't happen.
No.
We don't go.
So
all our mates just go off.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll have a good time.
And you just follow them on Instagram. And
yeah, they'll send us messages, and I'm sure they'll be giving us plenty of updates. So,
Who do you bag for? You're obviously the Hawks.
No, I'm Richmond.
What?
Yeah, I know. I've been asked this question.
He gets this question all the time, and everybody goes, oh, what?
Are you serious? No, I just picked Richmond when I was a really little kid, and Dad followed Richmond when he was a kid.
Yeah, right.
So he never like tried to steer me in Hawthorn or St Kilda. So. No, but my younger brother, Hawthorn, and my older sister, St Kilda. So
did you go to the grand final?
Yeah, I did.
Celebrate?
Yeah, no, it was good. Good day to be a Tiger fan, yeah.
And Matty?
Yeah, I'm a Carlton fan. Yeah, grew up in a Carlton household, so
great.
Had no choice, yeah.
Who was your favourite Carlton player when you were growing up as a kid?
It was Eddie Betts, actually. Yeah, I had the number 19 on the back and loved watching him, yeah.
And, well, you could very well play against Eddie Betts next season too.
Yeah, it's weird thinking about that.
That is a weird thing to think about, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's pretty exciting though, but yeah.
Hey, last one, because we do have to let you go to school on a serious note, but you got asked in the draft camp a couple of silly questions and wanted to know your thoughts on it. One was about a bike race. Yeah. What can you tell us about that?
I just went into an interview and the interviewee showed me a picture on his computer of this old-fashioned bike race, and he said, you can look at this for 10 seconds, and I didn't really know what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And then he turned it back around and he said, okay, can you tell us a story about the photo? Like, so I was sitting there for 5 minutes in an interview making up some ridiculous story about some bike race. But, yeah, it was pretty funny.
And a tram track theory?
Yeah, John Tyler, I got that one.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, they asked this hypothetical question. It's a tough question. They asked...
Asked him, so there we go.
Yeah, okay.
No,
so
don't.
There's five people, you're standing at the train station, and there's five people on the train tracks, and they're all tied down, and the train's coming. So they're going to hit the five people.
Mm.
But next to you's a lever.
Right.
So if you pull the lever, then the train goes onto another track, but runs over one person.
Tim, or
no, some other random. They're all randoms. You don't know them personally,
right?
And the question is, would you pull the lever,
right,
to save the five, or like not pull? You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I'd pull the lever.
Yeah. Okay. So then the next question was, what if there's a big, massive, heavy bloke standing next to you, and if you pushed him onto the tracks? It would stop the train.
It's getting a bit dark now.
Yeah, no, I'd push him on the train.
Would you? Yeah, I said I wouldn't push him.
No, I hope you wouldn't either. That's the ruthlessness that we brought to the table as a 13-year-old. Hey, boys.
Wouldn't even think twice about it.
It is great to meet you both. Wherever your footy careers end up, you're going to be great successes. I've got no doubt about that. We suspect it's going to be the one place, and it's going to be a really exciting journey to watch. So thanks for coming in, and good luck.
Thanks so much for having us.
Good on you. Matty Rowe now and Anderson, two beauties. We'll take a break. Daisy Pierce to join us after the 8 o'clock news.
We'll be back with another entertaining podcast episode soon enough. But here's something clever you might want in your own home in the meanwhile. The new Google Nest Hub Max. If you're the kind of cook who doesn't know your fenugreek from your Fusilli, just ask Google Nest. Set a timer for the oven while your hands are busy, or get the next step in your recipe from across the room. Or just ask it to play you some cooking tunes. Find out more about the Nest Hub Max and the Google Nest family at store.google.com/au. T's and C's apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast, Whispers. We're not here on the Monday to Friday setup. We'll be back on Tuesday, January 28th. But if you're missing either of our voices, the podcast is the place to go.